know about some kapeta. So then you didn't be shayna ben gerer the concept of vesachidus. Is there does vesachidus does such a thing exist or not? So Ramban on Daf Samach Daled says that there's no reason in the world that there should be a concept of vesachidus. So like. Bishlam HaFlag, we understand that it builds up and it gets more full, and then it breaks down and it comes. But like the concept of Vesachidash, Mechitis, such a concept exists. And he says there is no such concept of Vesachidash. Why is it Mechitis? Like we said, right, you have to, right. So you have to, you know, is the Mechitis anything? That's true. And unless it's state klar, then it's not going to be exceeded of S. So you have to find a makar. Where's the say in Shas? That's not called Vesachidash. He's it doesn't mean that the person has Vesachidash, it's just he makes it a flogus. No, you see, Tazav Tazayin Yizayin, so that means you're going to have 31, right? Do the math. As we told me, and if it's Zakt, the Ramban, that there is no such concept of Vesachidus. Mitzano and Mechitis, like, why in the world should you see based on the calendar? Like, that's the strangest thing I've ever in my life, right? But talking about Aflag, it makes sense. Like, the beginning makes sense. It's a normal thing, it's devil ladies. Aflag, that makes sense. It builds up, and after a while, it builds up, and it breaks down. Right? Not everything happens three times makes a teva, and therefore, who said Yom HaChedesh makes a difference? It's like Ramban, Ein Kezedava, Yom HaChedesh does not make a difference. The Rajvah says, the Rajvah learns the Gemara that there is Vesta Chedesh, and Taisvah's ready, that David, that's our sugar over here. Chamisha says, she says, Tazav Tazayin, that the Gemara, the Chedesh, that this is Makar for Vesta Chedesh, Chim Rabbah Taisvah, Chim Rabbah Rajvah. And the Rajvah says, you said it up is, how does it work? The way it works is something called Yom HaChedesh, and based on the day of the month, that's going to go ahead and cause the lady to see, and there's this concept of a Ves HaChedesh. Because Ramban knows, no such thing, no Makar. Rajvah says, and the Tosfos Rajvah say, no, the Makar is our Gemara, and this such a thing as Ves HaChedesh. Now the Ra says, he doesn't understand that it doesn't make any sense right there. He's masking to the Ramban Taina. It doesn't make any sense that it should be telling the day of the month, like my Kesher. Adam Khan, the Mekash Chedesh, to go, says, and okay, they make the Mekash Chedesh. Also, boom, Shosh Chedesh, boom, so all of a sudden you go, see, the Mekash.
You saw that with the Bashal Shom Yom Echad, and the Sul Nachad, is there
anything?
Wow.
Fine, like, apparently he said, why in the world? Why in the world should it make a difference? Why in the world? Why the world should make a difference that... Why does it make a difference? The fact that you blew and all of a sudden has to cause something that doesn't make any sense. And therefore, Zekta Ra, the way it works, has nothing to do with Rish Chedesh, has to do with the Meilid. The sun goes with the Meilid when the moon is Meilid. The Meilid is... the Gemara brings down Rosh Hashanah every 29 days, 12 Shayas and Sunan Chalakim is the Moed Levana, and you have the Cheshvan from the Moed Levana, then it makes sense. It has to do with the moon. I'm asking you, the Ramban says no Shaykhs to the moon, who cares? The Rajab says no, it has to do with the months. Zak the Ra in between, that has Shaykhs to the moon, but Cheshvan from the moon, Rosh Hashanah no Shaykhs. And there's nothing to do with Shaykhs, it's totally when the Moed Levana is, whenever the Moed Levana is, then that's going to be the Cheshvan. So the place is, Sifkat and Zayin says that, wow, Quint is right, I have a massive Tamil Chacham. The ladies have to know how the Moedah works. The placey. You have to know how the Moedah works. For example, the Etzem, the way we do a Shredish is we just, being that the Moedah is every 29 days, 12 hours, and whatever, Chalakim, so we always off a little bit. One time we do Moedah, one time we do Chaser. In order to work out with the Moedah, we're ahead, we're behind, we're ahead, we're behind, we're ahead, behind. You know, that's what we're doing. The Gemara, also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings down that the Moilid in Eretz Yisrael and Moilid in Chutz Lars is different. Our Rosh Chodesh is based on the Moilid of Eretz Yisrael and not based on the Moilid. Moilid Bavel is totally different than what it says is. And therefore, I come out, according to the Ra, this is like the most complicated thing in the world. And the ladies have to be bucky in Moilid Levana. And most men would know Moilid Levana. And Why do you know it? Okay. So, what do you say? No, but every month is different. It's 29 days, 2 days, clock in. I have to have a calendar book. The world is not so, the information age wasn't like, whatever. You know, every single shtetl, like, I'm filming, I know some labels. Like, yeah. Kids always says it's a palagolot, seishosh thing. Anyway, now, in terms of the tanya of the, why should the shefa go ahead and make you go see, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So the Shlosser Yishami, Yishami, famous Yishami, Yishami says that if there's a bas, the Moshe is under 3 years, the Shenivla, then the Pesulim are going to be Chayzer. Over 3 years, not going to be Chayzer. The Moshe says, let's say she's 3 years old, and then the Bezen went to Marvel Chayzer. So what happens then? So the Moshe says that the Bria was given to, then it's going to change. The Bria is Nimsa Lacham, and the Bria is going to change. So over here, the Rosh Chayzer is going to. And Chalambi, yes, the question was, is the Shefer going to cause it? Yeah, the Shefer will cause it. What's the problem? And about it, the Kish Shefer could cause it. And but like you guys so eloquently said, so like it's Shreya Kash, like what's Bacha was the Kash of Rishenim? Where's the Kash? He wrote Shreya Shizgar, what do you mean? There's Yeshami, which says, so I'm Chazen. So what's like, what's even the other side? What Bacha is even the side to say not like that? It's partial that it's Nimsir Chachamim, the Kreach. To start like an Avriya, and yeah, if they tell you this is Rosh Chodesh, this is Rosh Chodesh, yeah, she's gonna see him. What Bechlal is the Kasha? Hey, you have a Taina?
Who made up the best?
What?
Who made up the best? Like, why?
Well, the Shami says that Isha, over 3 years of Solomon Achazer, she has Tashmish, under 3 years of Chazer. It's like, Shami, what happens? Yeah, Tashmish, she's 3 years old, and doesn't decide to add an extra month. So she was over three, and now she's under three. So what happens? It's like the Yishami, the being that Bezin is Ma'abed Chodesh, the Basulim is going to go and be Chodesh. And it's going to back, right? So Nimsa Rabia, so what Bechal is the Kasha from Rosh Chodesh? What Bechal is the Kasha? So there are two Mahalcha. Mahalcha the place he is, that he says that, in a Chanami, maybe we could say that Chodesh is Nimsa Tachas, and they're telling the Chachamim, and the Chachamim shall affect something that's going to happen. But Vestas also have to do with animals, right? The Gemara speaks about Sharmuad. The Mahot speaking about Vakama. Sharmuad had a vest. It's like in the by animals. So also, there's a concept of Vest Serugin, Vest Rosh Chodesh. So if they say that Dabar was that, it was Nimsa Chaman, that's only Tarkai Yisrael, Nimsa Tachas, the Kaycha Chaman. But the fact we see it applies by animals also, it's not Mistaver that such a thing should be done, and therefore that was the Rishonim's kasha. The Chasam Sofer Mechira came with some involved as Dov Malach. He just says that Chazal did it when they had to do it. Pshat is there's a lacha under three over three. They ma'abed chodesh. So to work out that everything should work out with what they did, so they made this tremendous koyach in the bria that things are going to change. But there's no reason that they should do it on a regular Tuesday afternoon. Like, why should they make it that? They should make it that you're going to see because of, they really, like, why should they want to do that? And why should they do that? And why should that be? So therefore, okay, there's no reason why they should put that in. They had to do it. They had to make such a mitzvah in order, because we have a problem. Because Zalach is B'sum Z'chayzer. They're Ma'abed Chayzer. Now she's only 3 years old. So, okay, fine. So, Nimsa is going to. Nimsa the Chachamim, and they and Akash and Akash will make it totally in them. They're forever. But why in the world should they do this? Like, why should they make it that you see on the day of the month based on the Tekish? There's no reason to do it. There's no problem. There's no issue. So she won't see. Asma, she won't see. She wants to. Asma, what's the problem? So she'll be off. Like, what do we care? Saying, well, why should they do it? Do they do that every single time? They said over there, the problem is you have to change the Mitzvahs in order to fit it with the things on the ground. What happened over here? Fine. They say, okay, now they moved up to Rosh Chodesh. So let her not see. What do we care? Why is it? So whenever that's not fine.
The Mitzvahs in the goof.
No, so
they changed it. The whole Mitzvahs changed.
They're not saying that. They're saying when they had to do it because otherwise we have a problem. Right? The law is under three. The Sulam Bachaizrim, she is under three. Now it doesn't stim with the Mitzvahs, so therefore they had to do something to fix the Mitzvahs to fit with what they did. But over here there's no problem, so she won't see on the day Tesla of the model. It's a design. What do we care? It's not sad as that they only, when they had it, when there was a problem, they went and did something. If not, I'm not. Agapanim we paskin. Like the Rishonim that the son is called the Vesach Chodesh. And we go bus the Yom HaChodesh, and we go bas yom chodesh. Now the Gemara says tezvav tezayin zayin. The Gemara says the Rach learns the Gemara that tezvav tezayin zayin is talking about not that you saw tezvav the month tezayin zayin the month. The Rach learns over here you have a vest, which is it's a vest of dig. It happens three times kiseder zayin. Right? It's tezvav tezayin zayin. Next month, he saw Tezvav, Tezayin, Zayin, Tezvav, Tezayin, Zayin. And the Rach makes it that it has to be that she saw 3 months in a row. That it has to be she saw 3 months in a row. She saw this circular cheshbonus of 3 times, 3 months in a row. And then the Shah is, why was Machriyah the Rach to do that? Why didn't the Rach just learn? Very complicated. Pshat Rach, right? Three cycles of threes. Why didn't he learn a regular just Tezvav, Tezayin, Zayin? Why didn't he just keep on? Why didn't he just. Why in the Rach just go ahead with that mahalach and continue with that? So there's a very specific shayla. So let's have a vest of a dilek. I see zayin nechas yitas chaf. What happens when we get to the end of the month? What happens now?
You can live on
top.
Start over.
So the question is, it's the predaism sopik and I'll discuss. Is the study of is it's like a it's like a dilek of. Is it a dileg that Pshat is not just skipping a day per month? Or it's like that day causes me to see a day later. That day of the month causes me to see a day later. Which I will punch. So let's work this out. You see, he's saying, right? Now you get the end of the month. So now we can clear two stalls. We can clear that the Pshat is that Aleph is not the day after Lamed. It's not a hemshech of the month, it's a new month. My gosh, the month is being garim you. It's like a yom chodesh. The next day of the month is going, I see a zayin. So what happens? So the next day, it causes me to see the next day of the month. Yes, makes me see your test. So when I get the lama, it's not shot, it's not the next day of the month. It's a whole new month, it's a whole new thing. It's a whole new bria, a whole new moon, a whole new everything. There's no shekhas to the old mahalach, and it's a whole new mahalach. Therefore, you can't go on. What? Or you can say no. It's always whatever day you see, so it's like more like the next day you're gonna see. Which style of things are pasha, right?
Why would you say
how long does that last for?
Huh?
Why she sees that more than make
her see that? When does that end? It doesn't go by the chaylash. So you can go 100 days later.
You finish and can rest. There's no vest. The pre-day is noita to say that you go to Aleph at Tzarchian. He doesn't give a clear achra. Noita to say you go to Aleph, but not 100% bar. Saying the question is not going to be anything. So the time is that the Rach held could be that the Pshat is you can't have a vest which doesn't go on. A vest which can't live on forever. A vest is a pattern. I see every day a month Tezvav. I see 32, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'll go on to forever until it gets to 9,353. Yeah, we just keep on going on. It's not going to live that long, right? No. But anyhow, definitely be a menopause. But Agabanim, a vest which can't reach on forever, a vest which can't live on forever, just can't vest. So for the Rach held, to go with the cheshbon that it's one day a month and going to the next day a month, being that we get to Aleph, it's going to be Pukka, that's Nishkan vest. Therefore, the Rach had to come along and say, his Mahalach, three times, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, and that gets something which should, a pattern which could last forever. Now, in Tosfos, I said, there's a Vikuch in Echorin, the Chazan Shal Nag, that predates Mesopik, Zmonei to Aleph, and either, you know, it could be the Argon Ho Hanacha, you could have just a vest, or they all that, it does go forever. Now, you guys do a good point, that the Lashon of Chim Lo'ilam does sound like, not like the Lashon of the Chazan Ish, you know, definitely is a Beish Daka Ara. Now, the Gemara brings down, do you need, how many times do you have to have the Dilek? The Gemara brings down Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says a couple of us have Dilek. Shmuel Mer, Atchitash of Dilek. Basically, so 15, 16, and 17. The question is, we see a pattern over here of skipping, right? So I see day 15, 16, and 17. So I see a pattern over here skipping. So the Shaila is, do you say the Shaila, I see a pattern of skipping? I skip 15 to 16, 16 to 17, so all those 3 years are a vest because it's a pattern of skipping, and there's 3 years which have a pattern of skipping. That's trying to wrap. Shmuel says a no. The only time it's a vest is you have to shatashash b'dilig. The only time you say a vest is you have to have 3 skippings. It's not enough the fact that there's a pattern of skipping. You have to have 3 skippings. Until you have 3 skippings, it's not going to be considered. It's not going to be considered a vest. How do we pass it? So it's a machlokes rishonim, whether we pass it like Rav and Shmuel, and the Chavah brings down kezek aves mechayish b'dila kimasa tazvav tazayin yizayin leikav v'ves hashiyah yivitches, because it doesn't count. They may yishin apish the rest of tazvav tazayin yizayin kavala ves yish lechash l'deveyim l'achmer. He says one should be chayishash l'deveyim l'achmer. It wasn't chayishash l'deveyim l'achmer. You have to chayish both ways. What's the nafkin of chayish both ways? So I think we mentioned the chilek in the ves kavua ves she'eni kavua. So somebody has a ves kavua, there's a chumra more than a ves she'eni kavua. That one thing is copied to akira. In order to be oikar ves kavua, you have to pass it 3 times. And once you pass 3 times, then you oikar it. If you just pass it once or twice, then you're not coming to oikar the ves kavua. So that's one chumra over here. You see, yizayin echasitas. So you have to be chayishes the ves kavua. And until you oikar it 3 times, you're not going to be oikar the ves kavua. You have to chayishes the ves kavua. We're also going to take a chumra, and I can get the kulas of ves kavua. You know, one kula of ves kavua was that sometimes a ves kavua doesn't have to be chayishes for other vestes, and you don't have to chayishes for other vestes. And for example, you see yizayin nichas yitas. So the next month. So according to the pattern of skipping, what should be chayishes for? You should chayishes for chaf. If it's not a ves kavua, what should be chayishes for? Yitas. We're going to have to be makar both, bein Rav and Shmuel. Therefore, one is going to be chayishes bein biyotas, bein yichas, and you're going to have to take the chumras of both. So the shach. So what happens now? A lady who's has a pattern the other opposite way. In the case of Mechaber says that this halacha of this cheshbon of having the dilig, Mechaber says that by a vest haflaga you can also have a dilig. You know, there's one thing by day of the month having a dilig, there's a lot of design in another month. Just by a flaga you can have a dilig. I have lamed, next one I see lamed alf, next one I see lamed beis. That also is going to be kaveh vest when I do that. So somebody has a flaga lamed, next time lamed alf, next time lamed beis. What's going to have to chesh for the next month? Lama Gemal Lama Beis, both of them, because we're chayshu Rav and Shmuel. And as Mechaber just says, you kaveh ves ledilig. Sorry, Mechaber says you kaveh ves ledilig about half a beis. It's like the Taz and Shach. That's about the kind of 2 days Rav and Shmuel. Therefore, mark for both of them. If you see Lama half a beis, you're gonna have to be chayshu for Bein Lama Beis and also Lama Gemal. Less issue is the skipping is more than one day. You see Lamed, Lama Beis, Lama Dalet. What happens then? Tonight it's because it's skipping one day. But now the size we have a skipping of 2 days. Is there also such a concept? So the Chavis says also, when you skip one day, when you skip 2 days, that also would be considered a concept of a vest of skipping, and therefore that also would be considered a skipping. So what the Shuva discusses, let's say you have Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel. I skip 1 day and I skip 2 days. Next month I see Lama Vav. I skip 3 days. Huh? What do we have so far? We spoke about Yom Chayesh, Tazel, Tazayin, Zayin, we have the month. That's one type of D-Lig. We spoke about a D-Lig of Haflaga, Lama, 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 Beis. We spoke about another type of D-Lig on skipping equal amounts every day. Lama, Lama, Beis, Lama, Da, Lama, Hey. You know, every time I'm skipping 2 days. Now the question is, can I have like a step? 1 month was 1 day, next month it was 2 days skipping, next month was 3 days, next month was 4 days skipping. Mm-hmm. That what?
Shach doesn't say it doesn't work. Shach doesn't work.
Right?
What's the case in Omer Shem?
But if he's skipping up, he's on the first
one. Or the opposite.
So Mason Shuvah says that it's not just vests. It's clear, yeah, it says there would not be any vests like that going 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't find such a vest, and you do not have to go ahead. You do not have to go ahead and be chayshish for it. Now somebody's being the person discusses. Somebody's being dealing with mafreya. Is somebody skipping backwards? For example, you see 33, 32, 31. What's Melach in that situation? Is there also a vest hadileg when one is going backwards down? Or maybe vest hadileg is dafka if you're going to be going up. So like the Shach, who didn't do my fray? Rasa Shani, Say Khaftas, Khafchas, Khunishamav Shadila cover vest making the dileg, is a pashut. Pashi going down would be considered a vest. So according to the Shach, what's going to happen in this case here? This is this case here. We had this once. A lady saw day 29, 28, and 27. 29, 28, and 27. So what is she going to have to be chayshish for next month? Let's chayshish.
27, 26.
What'd I say? So 26 you have to do. 27 you have to do, yeah, right? Yeah. What about 28?
Thirty-seven.
You're mapping
around the
beat. We're talking about flogging now. Yeah, 29, 28, 27. So 29, 28, 27. So we're going to see in Hamshech that a lot of sheets hold that you only get a flog if you pass it. If you don't pass it, you never get that flog. Not like send is not machmir, but Hakaponim. Kiri Ramban is machmir, right? But 29, 28, and 27. And then afterwards, next month, you saw 26. So come out that you have to do 26. You have to do 26 because maybe you're chayshish. 27 because of that. Then maybe you have to do 28 and 29 because you aren't ikurit. 30 on your bainus and 31 on your bainus. So it's going to be a big party. So that's a shadow. Which days, you know, what happens then?
Or Zeruah and Avi Yosef.
No, they're all.
Why
29? So 29, 28, 27. Do you want to agree? Never pass it. Right, okay. There's something to keep in mind, anyhow.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah, we'll see a shaggy dam shaykh, but it's something to keep in mind. Fine, I'll go find him. The placey. The placey is. The Pesachim shooting is on the placey is chayik.
Which case?
Yeah, on my fair. Is that the placey? You can't have a thing on my fair. Why can't you have a dealing on my fair? Because it's the same question we said before. It's like the place, a vest which can't live on forever is it can't be a vest. So I go 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 21, 20, 10, 9, 8, 6, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
She's
not saying anymore?
Yeah, maybe. She saw that many times, maybe.
So being that you can't have a vest which can't live on forever is Nishkan vest, I mean, this vest can't go, you could go up. But you give up. It's impossible to keep on going down. There was like the place that would not be such a vest. I ain't gonna place in fact mazaj. I mean, negative teva. It's negative teva that she's not. You can't say that she's not going to see, and therefore it's not going to be considered a vest, and therefore it's not considered. It won't be. So what's the answer to the place? The Aruch HaShulchan says. So tonight it is a taina. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and also Rav Moshe Shuva says that even though we are the Shach is chayshish digging our frame, we're going to be chayshish for it.
We are.
But yeah, but till it gets down to 18, once you're Menida and Meziva, and in those days, since that is not normal for lady to see, then and it's not the time that she's going to see, so therefore at that point already will be pocket the vest, and you don't have to be chayshish the vest. That
till
19 days, you go down to 19 days, and then
she can have a full.
Fine. Now, lady sees Lama Aleph, Lama Beis, Lama Gimel, and Lama Dalet. This is the best kavua. Next month on schedule, she should be seeing Lamed Hay. Now the shaila is, she went and she did not see Lamed Hay. She saw Lamed Ches. So what's going to happen the next month? Lama Aleph, Lama Beis, Lama Gimel, Lama Dalet. This is the best kavua according to everybody, right? Four rias. Now, the next month is supposed to see Lamed Hay. She saw Lamed Ches. So what happens next month? Do we chase for Lamed Tes? Or go back to we have to up to Lamed Dad. Go back to Lamed Hey? Or just skip there and go to Lamed Vav.
Kevin's dad says you're going to go to one day.
One what?
It's already monthly, no matter what you go. Yeah, I don't mean like 1 o'clock at night. Okay. But yeah, Robbie. So the Silverian bees. So the Rebbe Chaim Berger is Kupigim, or Pigim, or says Misvara, he has something in Daki Tshuva, he thinks that you should do Lamed Hay, because the Vessa is skipping. This month I'm off schedule, I didn't skip, so therefore he says Misvara, he thinks you should go ahead and do Lamed Hay, because I didn't do my skipping this month, so I'm going to go back to my schedule, and I'm going to skip, and therefore I should go ahead and do Lamed Hay. Then he brings down on the side, Shuvah Isi in the Chavis Das. What's the basic shiver brings down? That you do Lamed Vav, being, you know, your vest is always to skip, and you skipped 1 month, so we just continue the pattern, and it should be Lamed Vav. And he's like, maybe you should do both, maybe you don't be making on the Zerua, and his Nati is maybe to Lach. Well, the most questions go to Chavis Das and say, if you skip, then you just go on and you skip a month and you move on to the classes and other more because we have Lama Vav. Now Lama Vav. It brings down another vest because you have to keep cashman in the vest. It's like keep your eye on the clock for patterns, because sometimes people do have these like interesting patterns which come up. Now all these vestas Mechai brings down, the normally a vest shini kibur chayshus one time. You see tesvav of the month, you have to chayshus tesvav of the next month. But so these vestas, which are not a normal teva of a lady, it's not standard, not classical. Do not be chushes for them. Dig a pamachas, a shayim and chushes, or dig even twice, even with chushes, a shayim vest pamachas. Or really, do not be chushes a vest until you cover it, because you know, that is not standard and not so normal to see. Therefore, one does not be chushes for these vestas of skipping on one or two times. Rav brings down a concept of Vesta Shavua. That it says, "Kshen Shavu Vesta Afogiyam Shavim Shene Shavim Yikavei Vesta Mei Shavua Shavim Shene Shavim." You see three times on Sunday afternoon, or three times on Hey Veshavus. That also is going to be Kavei Vesta. And there was a little Mechav ancient concept, something called a Vesta Shavua. That several of it, Afloga, the Schedesh, the Dilug, it's a new concept that the day of the month, day of the week, it causes you to see. And we're seeing every single time on a certain day of the week, that's going to be considered a kviyas vest, and you're going to have to be chushish for that. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Kevin pointed out that if you see 3 weeks in a row on Sunday, the chora, besides three times in a row, every 3 weeks on a Sunday, or every 4 weeks on a Sunday, besides the fact that you can have a vest kavua for the week, the day of the week, but l'chera, you're starting your afraga. And what happens now when you see the fourth vest? It's so four times in a row on Sunday afternoon. Is that a vest of 29? Or is that going to be a vest of Sunday? Naf community, I see four times in a row on Sunday afternoon. So is that could be a vest at 29, or is that a vest every 4 weeks on Sunday? Nafkamina is, let's say, I see 2 weeks afterwards. So if I have a vest every 4 weeks on Sunday, I'm seeing again in 2 weeks. If it's a vest flag at 29, so then I have to start the flag all over again. And the question is, how would you dance such a situation? So they said it being that vest of a week is not a normal teva, a flag is much more of a normal teva, that it's more normal than the, it's a more normal teva than vest of the week. Therefore, Allah Alamayit, so once it turns into a vest of flag, you do not be chesh for the vest of shvua, and you just be chesh for the vest of flag.
It's
automatically bigger? It's automatically bigger. So it says, what's going to be a halacha like this? Lady saw, the Maaseh Shaya Kachaya. A lady saw Sunday, about 4 weeks later, Monday, and then Tuesday.
All 4 weeks apart?
2 weeks apart. We don't want a flag out. We don't like a flag out. We have a vest that's sealed with a D-lug. It's a day of the week with skipping. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And it was Tuesday?
It's a flag of Jesus also.
Sunday, then
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
It is. So you're making up a new vest. I don't know.
Yeah.
A vest every day. Let's say Sunday, then Tuesday, then Thursday.
Or Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Or
I don't know. You can make up whatever you want. That's
a pattern
also.
Very established. 23.
I have a pattern.
No, so now go to that stuff like you saw in between. I saw between and whatever, knock off. So, see, every 4 weeks with a Sirig and a D-log, what's going to be left over there? So, the Graz of Katan Days, the Graz, Shachman Karav, says that he's coming, I'm going to be clicking on the place, but he says that the Maisi, you don't have to be chosen in such a vest. He says, like, right there, only things we find in the Gemara. The Gemara says something, we have a car, fine. Gemara, so you find there's a concept of a self-flag of a dealer, you find there's a concept of a bechesh with a dealer. But to start adding and more mixing together, the grass says that you don't have to be a
chesh
for it.
You
must have chosen the Gemara? He's trying to answer Placey. I'll hook him, definitely. My book was very stacking all these things, all these extra combinations, all these things. He's always making all of them.
It's a Rishainim, no?
Where's
the
Rishainim
get it from?
Yeah, now the Sanikol also vest a Sirig of Rosh Chedashim. You see, carving exam, you see three Rosh Chedash and Medilog, and as you see every other month, you see Rosh Chedash, skip a month. Sivashchodesh, that also would be considered a vest, and it's called a vest of singing in the day of the month is skipping. As the lady sees every other month on day Tazvav, right? The month of Gimel, that's called the vest, a vest of skipping, and if a vest of skipping, you have to be chodesh. The only way to be accurate is you have to pass, you have to have 6 months in order to pass those days in order to go ahead and to accurate those. So Shai, let's say that he sees three Rosh Chodeshes in a row. Then she skips Rosh Chodesh, sees Rosh Chodesh, skips Rosh Chodesh, sees Rosh Chodesh. So which plan is that? You have a vest of Rosh Chodesh 3 months in a row. Then skipped a month, saw a month. Skipped a month, saw a month. So now I have three skippings. If I say month, don't see. Month, don't see. Month, and then you know, as you have three, then that's considered a vest. Now the question is, in a situation where you have three beforehand, now you start skipping, are we going to count the first three as a chelik of the last pattern? Or we're going to say, no, it's part of the chelik of the pattern of skipping. So let's cancel that. No, though. If being that is chelik is a more normal real, and being that's a more common and more normal real, so therefore, being that it's a more normal and a common, more normal and a common real, so therefore, therefore you make this part of the original kvias, and therefore you don't have to, and therefore you would not have to be chayshus that as part of the, because you would try and say whatever is more misstab there to happen.
So the first one's not part of the new one,
right? It's part of the vesting.
It's part. It's just more mistava. That's the life. And
even if it wasn't more mistava, you wouldn't, because it's part of the original kliyas.
Now, to the one thing, I think this is pashut. A friend of mine told me Adeshayel, and he is one of the daily apostolim in America. And he has that they cut on his pashut, not like that, but I'll just throw out the shayla. But Hakapan, the shayla basically is, we're going to see in the next, in Hampshire, that in order to have a vest, it has to be the same oina. Now, you have a vest of Tesva V'chedesh. It has to be, you see, during three times during the day, Tesva V'chedesh. If I see day, night, day, that's not called a vest. It has to be a Isa oina. What? And it has to be we're going to see maybe two times on the day, one time on the night it flows into, maybe that'll be different. But Bikaron, it's only considered Kavir's vest, it's considered the same way. Haflaga, you have a flag every 32 days. It has to be, you see, day 32, day 32, and day 32. The first one, maybe you don't need it, that's the Shaila, we'll see. But it has to be, in order to be Kavir, a pattern has to be all in the same way. No. The question is, when you're dealing with a D-log, is that something which can be any different or not? His dealing chat is, it's the day which is causing the sea, therefore it doesn't have to be in the same aina. Or no, it's going to have to be in the same aina.
Never
do
that aina.
So,
do you
want
the
to be
specific? What do you say?
What do you say?
Yeah, but if you're dealing with that I'm making the Yom HaChodesh is making me see, so after maybe that, I know. Here we have issue, I'm skipping, I skip a day. So what does skip a day mean? Maybe skip a day means I know, skip a day means a day, and maybe that is, it's a vest of skipping a day. And therefore it's going to be 24 hours. Or if says no, you have to skip to the I know.
Could you
create a deal with the
continue after the
meeting? Okay, I'll just see the silo. After we'll see you.
Why
does
the person
say that was a silo. You had a best idea. Yeah. That was a different aina.
Okay.
What do you say? What are you saying to it?
You said which way?
I'm not saying which way. Well, I was a bit see the silo and we'll see the circuit. You basically have a best idea log that's skipping a day. That's a delay and skipping a day. So the question is it the day or is it the aina? And I guess we'll wait till I guess after Yontiv and I guess I'll see Sifri Gimel and we'll get a little more clarity in the situation.